when I was talking about doing this interview, some people came to me and said, oh, no, wait a minute. The Press Democrat does local news and KSRO does local news. Are you sure that's a good idea? And I said, yeah, it's a great idea. Good work deserves good work. That's right. So with that in mind, and for a very specific reason, we have Press Democrat police reporter Julie Johnson with us this morning in studio. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
And Julie, it does one of the articles that I love reading about. It's under the auspices of Crime Beat, and she asks a question and then finds out the legal answer to it. For example, this week was question was, is it okay to shoot down, is it legal to shoot down a drone if it's on your private property? How do you come up with these questions?
It varies. Some people call me with questions, others email. This one came at the coffee shop downtown Santa Rosa.
People were just talking.
Exactly.
Yeah. And by the way, you can't shoot down a drone, is
well,
what I read.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, terrible idea for probably many, many reasons. I'm just going to throw out a couple of the other subjects that you've covered over the last several weeks. What if there's a drug house on my block? What do I do about it?
Take some notes. Call police.
Take some notes and call the police. The other one I thought was interesting, too, was can people who work at my kid's school, can they actually search my kid's phone? That was a very important question.
Yeah, that one was very interesting. They can, but, and actually this question went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the search has to be very focused, and there has to be a specific belief that the phone was being used for some kind of wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know, Larry, you've got questions, too.
When you walk into a mixer, do you say, I'm Julie Johnson, and I walk the crime beat?
It does seem like it would carry some weight, Julie. Come on. I mean, you know what's happening. You probably even know where the speed traps are and where the sobriety checkpoints are going to be.
Well, sobriety checkpoints, that was a topic. Police have to tell you, they have to announce beforehand where it's going to be.
Because sometimes it seems like the police are a little vague on the actual locations of the sobriety checkpoints, for obvious reasons.
Right. Yeah, but they have to give the public warning beforehand. It's part of the law.
Do you ever get jaded about the whole thing? Because you see all of these bad... It's not like you're reporting on babies being born or puppies being tickled. It's just bad news after bad news for you. Are you jaded?
You know, I'm not. Maybe that's why I've lasted 7 years so far. But, you know, the human condition is fraught with drama. And that's...
Wow. That's so true. Yeah. And TV producers really rely on that very fact. But is it difficult to... A lot of, reporting about crime and things like that has to include the family members of somebody who's been affected by crime, God forbid, injured or killed in a crime-related situation. So how do you handle that part of it?
Well, that can be the most difficult and the most meaningful part of this job. There are family members who are probably very unhappy with me showing up at their door wanting to ask them about something horrible that happened.
Yeah.
And there are others that are grateful. They want their family's story out there. They want to speak for themselves and their loved ones. So it just depends on where they're coming from.
Well, that's one of the things that that I always appreciate about your reporting and the Press Democrat in general, is that you are able, because of the medium that you work in, are able to really flesh out a story, and so that we can really learn something about the people who are involved. And I appreciate that, and I totally dig your Crime Beat stories. I love the questions. Can you give us a little scoop on what the next question is going to be?
Well, there are a couple options, and in fact, readers... Please call, email, wave me over at Pete's Coffee downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with good questions. But a reader reached out to me and asked about a hit and run crash he had read in the paper probably, 3 decades ago, and he couldn't remember all the details, so I had to go back to the archives and dig it up. And actually, I ended up contacting an old reporter from years ago And so I'm going to try to figure out if that hit and run is still unsolved.
Oh, okay. So unsolved mysteries will add to your resume.
Yep.
Julie, thanks so much for coming in and spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a blast.
That's Julie Johnson, the police and crime reporter from the Press Democrat. And we'll look forward to your next column, too.